This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Ever feel like you're constantly battling an invisible monster? No, I'm not talking about the creepy guy lurking in the corner of your Zoom call, although, let's be real, those exist too. I'm talking about something far more insidious. Digital poison. That endless scroll, the constant notifications, the fear of missing out, it all takes a toll. It can leave us feeling drained, anxious, and frankly, a little bit lost. But guess what? You have the power to break free. And today, we're diving into a secret weapon that can help you reclaim your digital life. Self-compassion. Think of self-compassion as your own personal superhero sidekick. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend struggling through something tough. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, Rachel, easier said than done, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about recognizing that you're human, you make mistakes, and sometimes you just need a little bit of grace. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-compassion journey. 1. Stop the inner critic. We all have that little voice in our heads that's constantly judging us, you should be doing more. Why did you click on that video? That inner critic is a major culprit when it comes to digital poison. It fuels anxiety and keeps you trapped in a cycle of comparison and self-doubt. So the first step is to silence that voice. Treat yourself with the same kindness and respect you'd offer a loved one. 2. Embrace imperfection. You're not perfect, and that's okay. Life isn't about achieving some unattainable ideal of digital fluency or social media mastery. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and don't beat yourself up over the stumbles. Remember, every day is a new opportunity to start fresh. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself mindlessly scrolling through your phone for hours? That's digital poison at work. Practice mindfulness by bringing your attention to the present moment. Notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take deep breaths and really savor those moments when you're not staring at a screen. 4. Set boundaries. It's time to take back control of your digital life. Set boundaries around your phone usage, social media consumption, and even work emails. Designate tech-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or dinner table. Remember, you're in charge, not the other way around. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist about your struggles with digital poison and self-compassion. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly empowering. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine scrolling through Instagram, bombarded with photos of perfect vacations, flawless meals, and seemingly effortless lives. You start to feel inadequate, envious, even depressed. You tell yourself, I should be doing more, I should look better, I should have it all together. But then, you remember the power of self-compassion. You take a deep breath and remind yourself that social media is often a curated highlight reel, not reality. You acknowledge your feelings without judgment and choose to focus on the good things in your own life. You log off, put your phone away, and go for a walk outside. Remember, self-compassion isn't about denying your struggles or pretending everything is perfect. It's about embracing yourself fully with all your flaws and imperfections. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer someone you love. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards digital detox and self-compassion today. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of grace. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join our conversation on social media. Remember, you've got this. Let's reclaim our lives and create a healthy relationship with technology, one act of self-compassion at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.